Friends, I'm pleased to be able to add the voice of Plaid Cymru, the party of Wales, to this day of protest in the name of justice and peace. I'm proud to be one of the majority of Welsh MPs who oppose this law. Small countries, the world over, from Wales to Palestine, are united in their opposition to this imperialist law. Friends, let's be clear about one thing. This war is the greatest moral tragedy of our generation. It's a crime against peace, against humanity, against democracy, and against the rule of international law. There is no mandate for this attack on Iraq. No mandate for the occupation to come. That is why yesterday the Deputy Legal Officer at the Foreign Office, Elizabeth Wilmhurst, has resigned in protest at the illegal nature of this war. Every single Member of Parliament, including those Labour MPs that shamefully put career before conscience, every one of them that voted for the government's war motion on Tuesday, violated the UN Charter, which clearly states that we must make every effort to resolve conflict by peaceful means. One day, each one of them will have to answer to a higher authority for their actions. They will have to explain why they supported a law that is immoral, that is illegal, that is unnecessary, and that has turned a humanitarian crisis in Iraq into a humanitarian catastrophe. Friends, they even have the arrogance to say that this war is being waged in the name of the people of Iraq, even as the bombs rain down on their children's heads. Saddam Hussein, as we know, used to kill his opponents and send the bill for the bullets to the families of those executed. We are now decimating the infrastructure of Iraq. We're killing its people. But how will the bill for reconstruction be paid? It will be paid by the people of Iraq through their own oil reserves. Not only, it seems, will the people of Iraq have to pay for their liberation through their blood, they will have to pay as well through their own oil. We will also pay for this terrible tragedy that is unfolding. We are condemning ourselves to 20 years of terrorism and war in a world gripped by fear and ruled by force. That is the real agenda. As we've seen, we've had two wars in 2 years. Iran now and North Korea are in the sights of the gang of thugs that are in the White House. This war, my friends, is not about regime change in Baghdad. It is about regime survival in the White House. That is the truth. And despite all their lies, and despite the twisted logic of our own government, it is clear to all of us here today, this war is not in our name, not in our interest. It's a tragedy for the world, a travesty for the democracy. We reject it, and we will resist it.